Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 132 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, March 29th, 2012, from my award-winning communications basement. I'm Uncle Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each and every Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day. Every day's a special day
at Hinky Dinky. Where else?
There is just one Schlitz. Yeah, yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
I love my Schlitz. Let's get right into the music tonight with Mr. Smokey Robinson. Back where we were for those of you that tuned in Saturday night and we were having nothing but trouble with stick cam. I'm going to stop the encoder right now. We had a twin spin plan. We'll get back to Smokey as soon as I can stop this. Bye. Okay. We're back. Let's see how that does. It doesn't look a lot better to me on the stick cam right now. If we have to reboot, we're going to end up having to reboot. But we're going to get through tonight's program one way or another. It only takes an hour. Right now, back to Smokey. Evidently, the visit that Cox Cable paid to the Hinky Dinky Media Center this morning did not accomplish everything we'd hoped for. We're going to plug through this because everything's going to be fine on the archive. If you got to listen to it as a rebroadcast or off of the webpage or subscribe to it as a podcast in order to hear tonight's program, so be it. We're not going to let it throw us. Sam and Dave, they take what they want.
I take what I want. I'm a bad go-getter, yeah. Yes, I am. I'm never a loser. And I'm never a quitter, yeah. Oh, no. Bye.
We're restarting the encoder again, so you may or may not be able to hear me speak right now. This is the two-man sound, and something I heard recently I kind of liked called Copacabana. Was the two-man sound and Copacabana. I don't know why they say it like that, but they do. We're back on the air. We're hoping it's a little bit better. It's kind of hard to tell. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to blame it on the same person everybody blames things on these days, because, you know, it's all his fault. He's the president.
To be a man.
You got to get your
ask me if I'll be your friend. I can't tell you right now, I might be making a vow, and I could be wrong. I've got to get myself together.
Cheesy organ. All I can do is tough it out like Grand Funk. Gonna walk hard like Dewey Cox and Grand Funk.
Like a man.
Oh, yeah. And wasn't that a man? Ain't that a man? Ain't Donovan a man?
Run, jump, skunksome. A very happy man I am. To know you land, you're doing fine. Kind of puts the best by mind. How's your brush and your lady fair? Not to mention the stained glass, dear. Flower pot on a windowsill. On top of Honeycomb Hill. Have you found the secret door to let you down to the earth's deep core? You'll be back in time for tea with a diamond to show me. Come run, jump, skip along, Sam. A very happy man I am. To know you well and you're doing fine. Kinda puts at rest my mind.
Sammy.
This is Vera Jimmy. How's your brush and your lady fair? Not to mention your stained glass stare. Flower pot on a windowsill. On top of Honeycomb Hill. How's your brush and your lady? Not to mention your stained glass baby. Flower pot on a windowsill. On top of Honeycomb Hill. Come run, jump, skip along, Sam. A very happy man I am. To know you well and you're doing fine. Kinda puts at rest my mind.
Come run, jump, skip along. Come run, jump, skip along.
We're probably going to have to go a few minutes long tonight just to make up for the technical problems we've been having. We're going to also have to catch up a little bit on last week when I didn't do a program. As such, we're a week behind on the 4040 feature.
Chicago.
I apologize in advance for this. I don't know the song, but boy, do I know the singer. And she had the number 40 song 40 years ago last week. Let's see how much of this 3 minutes and 16 seconds we can make it through. This is Mr. Can't See You by Buffy St. Marie. Oh boy.
Now, you ain't crazy. I know you ain't crazy.
No, I'm not crazy enough to make you listen to all of that. So we're going to jump right on ahead to the song that was number 40 on the Big Ten Super CFL Music Survey 40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area off of the Can I Have My Money Back album. This is Mr. Jerry Rafferty. He wants to make you or break you.
Need on that we were all the believers. I really do believe.
to a mirror, I can tell you who you really are.
I don't remember that song. I actually don't remember Jerry Rafferty having any solo charting singles between his Steelers Wheel era and his later 70s stuff, but there you go. There you go.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Well, several days ago, the winged warrior fell on his head. And ever since, all cries for help in Midland City have gone unheeded.
Help, help, oh help, help, oh forget it.
Meanwhile, in the office of the police commissioner of Midland City, the wonderful white-winged weekend warrior continues to believe he is a big white chicken.
I'm going to lay a big white egg.
Yes, Commissioner.
Any change with the winged warrior?
Well, he's still crouched under the clothes tree.
You mean he's still trying to...
Yes, he is.
Well, has he?
Well, have you?
No, I haven't.
No, he hasn't.
Well, then, is he ready to believe now that he can't lay an egg under a clothes tree?
Are you ready to believe now that you can't lay an egg under a clothes tree?
Yes, I am.
Yes, he is, Commissioner.
Wonderful.
I think I should try a filing cabinet.
Anything else, Commissioner?
Perhaps if we attempted to reach his inherent sense of justice and morality...
I'm going to lay a big white egg.
Somehow, I don't think that's going to reach him.
Tell him this. We are in difficult times and need his help.
Maybe I'll make it a purple egg. Or...
Pardon me.
Yes?
We are in difficult times and need your help.
You think what I'm doing is easy?
Commissioner.
No, I'll make it a nice green egg.
Yes, Miss Helfinger.
Any other suggestions?
I'll lay two eggs.
No, do you?
One will be purple and one will be green.
Well, I could go out and buy him a dozen eggs.
Yes.
And an egg coloring kit.
Perhaps if I come out and talk with him.
Okay.
Where is he?
Over by the filing cabinet.
Oh, yes. Hello there, wonderful white-winged weekend warrior. Oh, hello there, Commissioner. He recognizes me. Want me to lay an egg for you? You can't lay an egg. You are Chicken Man.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be a chicken girl.
Miss Helfinger, how did all of this happen?
Well, he fell out the window over there.
Yes, of course.
Want to get his legs?
Give his arms?
Here we go.
Am I going on a trip?
Yes, that's right.
Oh, goody.
One, two, four.
Want to make that three?
Yes, three.
Well, there he goes again, his plumage pummeling 14 stories. Will anyone be surprised if this fall unlapses Chicken Man's memory? I don't think so. Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
There Are No Words. These are the Tremolos.
I picture the rain on windows, and I think of home. I wonder if you remember, did you ever know?
The sun is rising. Most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, people are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Gonna see you. Maybe tomorrow, when he looks down on every green field in every town, all of his children in every nation.
Calvin, of course, you can hear some Uncle Michael songs, although I'm not sure anybody can hear anything right now. I'm so looking forward to seeing you in about a week. It's been far too long. This is one for the archives, because during this song, I'm going to restart the cable modem, but this will get recorded and Dad will be very happy. This is something he requested. It's Tavares. You can get up and dance while I'm rebooting the cable modem. We're back. We hope things are functioning. We're back. I gotta mute. We're back. There. That's better. I forgot to mute the chat room. It's feeding back into the mixer. That's not a good thing. Under the circumstances, that's the least of my worries right now. We do have a birthday to celebrate. My dear friend Kevin was born on this date in 1957. And thanks to Facebook, I'm once again back in touch with Ishta. It's good. It's good. It's really good. He asked for every version of this song, but I'm going to play the one that for him, for me, is the most obvious. This is Hard Times by Finnegan and Wood.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Kevin.
Hey, say, wait a minute. Where you going with that suitcase? Hey, wait a minute. Listen. All right, well, you don't have to answer. Just listen. I don't mind when you say that you're going away. I just don't want to be lonely. And I don't care if we share only moments a day. I just don't want to be lonely.
With a little luck, we'll figure out what the heck is going on with Hinky Dinky Time Radio and the stick cam connection by next week. But for now, we're going to say goodnight with something important we need to take care of. We lost the great banjo picker Earl Scruggs today, and we're going to listen to something by the Earl Scruggs Review from 1976 from the Murray and Sherry Newman collection. I'm guessing this was probably Sherry's record. Don't know that for a fact. This is a track that features, well, the whole album. Actually, there were two albums that the Review recorded. They all had guest vocalists, or most of them did, except for the tracks that Randy Scruggs sang on. That's one of Earl's boys. Right now, this guest, you'll recognize this guest. I'm sure of it.
There are a few timeless elements that go into great songs, no matter what time they might have come out, whether it's 25 years ago or now. Songs that have something to say to all men at all times, and I guess every man at one time or another is concerned about the eternity. And that's the theme of this song. It's called Someday My Ship Will Sail. Life is just a pass passing moment on a never-ending trail. Though my pathway wanders for a while, someday my ship will sail. But I will walk this road a while. I will walk it with a smile. I will take it in my stride. Someday I'll be satisfied. Yes, I will walk. Just beyond the darkening veil, though my heart grows weary to go home, someday my ship will sail. Singing, I will walk this road a while. I will walk it with a smile. I will take in my stride. Someday I'll be satisfied.
Later.
Yes, I will.
Safe passages, Earl, and thank you, Johnny. And good night, everybody. I'll see you next week.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there. A sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, rearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?